All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in on Friday afternoon. Gorgeous day here in the Hill Country.
Man, oh man.
Couldn't be any prettier. Truly, as I was driving over here, I don't think the wind's blowing today.
That was the only thing that was wrong with yesterday.
It was windy. Mm-hmm. It was. So I'm the host of the show. My name's Lou McCoy. And the other voice you just heard is Glenn Taylor, producer of the show. Glenn, Happy Friday. We like Friday, don't we, Glenn?
We do.
Absolutely. Have you had a good week?
It's been a very productive week, yes.
Good. And you're all healthy.
All healthy, good. And family's healthy, so can't complain. Just, like I said, glad it's Friday.
Glad it's Friday.
Ready for a weekend.
You big weekend in front of you, Glenn Taylor?
Actually, no, because I've had the past four weekends have been pretty doggone big.
Okay.
You know, last week went and saw Crystal Gale, which
was
kind of different for me to go, but a friend wanted to go, so I went.
She put on a good show?
She really did.
Good.
And it was, the Callu Theater was packed. Got there a little late and couldn't find a parking space, so
okay.
I thought, I didn't know what to expect, but yeah, Crystal Gale still getting it done.
That's awesome.
Very good stuff.
Still has her voice.
Still has her voice. That's her sister was with her, and so they told some family stories and things. It was a good Branson type, what you would think of as a Branson type show.
It's good.
And yeah, it seemed like everybody had a good time.
Now, you said her sister's with her. Does she perform as well?
Yes.
Okay.
She sang. When her sister talks, it sounded a little bit like, to me, she sounded like Loretta Lynn. If you've ever heard Loretta Lynn talk.
I have, yeah.
Because Crystal Gale sounds more refined when she speaks. You know, whereas Loretta Lynn just lets that accent hang out.
And that was her.
And that was her. But, yeah, very enjoyable.
Are they Texas girls? Do you know their background?
No, I think, I don't get me lying, but, you know, coal miner's daughter was Kentucky.
Yeah, or West Virginia.
Yeah, got that kind of accent going on.
We've got Chad Huber in the studio. I guess it's a good time. Maybe Chad can get us straight,
Chad.
On. Chad Huber is the owner of Casa Keepers and a good friend of mine, and I'm glad that Chad joined us today. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good
to be here. I was hoping you guys could figure out the whole lineage of Crystal Gale there.
Well, we can with your help. That's so right. Do you know? Do you have a vote here?
No, but I can make up a story we'd all believe. So,
right. Well, that's radio, right? You fit right in here.
That's
so.
It. Just BS. I guess.
Easy.
That's Barbara Streisand. That's different.
That's what that Crystal is. Gale. Yeah, exactly.
So. So, yeah, Chad, I'm flattered you took time out of your busy schedule to come in here today. I know you have a lot going on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Have you had a good week as well?
I've had a great week. Had a great week.
Yeah, good. Business is good?
Business is going well. We just brought on a new service that we provide, so that's been made our week a little busier, but really enjoyed it. And again, thankful for this weather. This is beautiful hill country.
It's hard
weather.
To work.
It is. It's hard to not be outside. Just
it is.
It.
I wonder if we could move this outside, Glenn. Any way to do a – we'll do a remote on a pretty day like today.
I should have thought of that before showtime, but it would be great.
Yeah, I called Bobby to see if he could take my place today, but he was he didn't answer his phone. I suspect
Boy,
he's out.
A good day.
He's out fishing.
Fishing, yes.
No, I know he's not. He was actually in San Antonio, but I think he is heading back to get on the river and do some fishing. So
man,
can't blame him.
Can't blame him.
I couldn't knock him for that. So, so let's talk a little bit about today's show. We opened again with the Olympic theme song.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna make a commitment to you guys and to our listening audience that we will change that for next week. And I did a little research on songs about heroes, and if you mm-hmm. Google that, I was just amazed at some of the how many songs there are, and how many different groups have recorded them. And are you a music fan, Chad?
I'm a music fan. Yes, I was hoping you were going to hum a few bars of some of those.
I can later in the show. Right. You stick around for that. Be after the third break.
We could do a hero card. Name that tune.
Name that
we
tune.
Could. Well, I thought we might have some fun next week. We may just cue up a few of these hero songs. So, you know, David Bowie's got a song called Heroes. Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, that's a good one.
Chad, you a big Foo Fighters fan?
No, I can't say that I am, no.
They have a song called My Hero. Enrique Iglesias. Yeah, he's got a great song called Hero. I played through a few of them, and I'm like, none of them grabbed me. As an opening,
not theme song material.
Nah,
yeah,
I don't
especially
know.
Your opening theme. That's an important one.
That's the kind of thing you got to write and sing yourself. I'm pretty sure.
Hey,
you have
now.
To write that and perform it.
I think we can make that happen. We've got a recording studio next door.
I think we're gonna kill Chad's mic here in just a minute. What do you think? Yeah. You could probably do that as talented as you are, Chad, right?
No, definitely not singing.
No.
No, I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
You're talented, but that's the end of it, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, so we'll and Chad, I was asking you about featuring. Each week we put some new music on, different artists, typically from the 70s or 80s, and I gave you an opportunity to get in there, and you were just a little late for me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My
tastes are very eclectic, so I listen to a little bit of
everything.
That's
kind of me. Yeah. Well, I hope you like Eddie Money.
Sure, I can use Eddie Money.
I don't know why. I was just goofing around yesterday, and his name came up. And I'm we'll play a little Eddie Money today.
Eddie Money played the Oyster Bake in San Antonio during Fiesta.
Okay, there you go.
I didn't know about it until the day after. I was like, how did I miss that? But
you were at Crystal Gale.
There you go.
You're talking about recently.
Recently,
he was just here.
He was just here. Yeah. Well, he's still on the road. I've seen his commercial for I can't remember what insurance company or whatever it is. Doing the two tickets for paradise thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Well, he looks like an old rocker at this point. I'm sorry. He's got a few miles on him.
It's hard to live that lifestyle and not end up that way.
Apparently, of course, I look like an old rocker, too, and I didn't live that lifestyle, so I don't know about that. But all right, so, Chad, let's before we get started on you, I want to give a shout-out to a couple of our businesses that like yourself, we call them super-duper heroes, kind of sponsors of our show, and of course, we love all our business partners, but the Super Duper Heroes have made a great commitment to be partners with us. So I want to mention a few of those. I didn't do a very good job last week, so I'll make sure I get it done at the beginning. So Gaddy's Pizza over in Fredericksburg, one of our Super Duper Heroes, have a great offer. If you use your hero card on a takeout over there, takeout pizza, you buy a large specialty pizza, and then you can get you're going to like this, Jay, you get a medium pizza for free. And you have a big family.
I do have four kids.
So
free pizza is good pizza.
Pizza's a good thing, right? Yeah, a lot of pizza at our house as well. Shout out to, I'm sorry as I stammer around, Premier 7 Gym, our good friends Chris and Jency. Chris is just a fascinating individual. In fact, we may queue up an interview that we did with him several weeks ago, but they're not your typical gym. Are you familiar with them, Chad?
I know them, but I haven't been in the gym. Too much pizza.
Well, so they work on. I mean, they'll do your strength training, but they really work on making sure that you're doing things correctly. And so it's not just about six-pack abs. It's about flexibility and muscle tone and doing the right exercises at the right time. And then Jency's great at the yoga. I know you're a big yoga fan.
Big yoga.
You ever done yoga?
No, I have watched Yogi Bear, though. I think that's different, but I have.
Pretty sure it is different.
Yes.
Yeah, yoga.
Yeah, Yogi looks like he needs to go to the gym there.
You used to do a little Yogi Bear impression, you know, not belly-wise, but actually, you know, more than your average bear.
See?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so, and Sprinkler Smart, and I know you know
do you know Chris and
Chris
Travis?
And Travis, great guys, and man, they are swamped right now. So, Sprinkler Smart will repair your irrigation. They'll help you with your landscape. They'll do some yard maintenance,
awesome.
And obviously, this time of year, they're slammed. And but we're glad to have them as partners. Very,
absolutely.
Very great guys. So let's we'll talk some more about those some others in just a few minutes. But let's dive into Casa Keepers.
All right.
Yeah, so Casa Keepers, is this a business you started, Chad, or did you something you purchased? Or tell us a little bit about the background.
You bet. It's a business that we started. Casa Keepers is basically, it was born out of looking at what we wanted to do when I grew up. We'd been in the mission field for 3 years in Mexico, and we're coming back to the Hill Country, and knew we wanted to do something that was enjoyable to go to work every day and was in our wheelhouse. And I kind of got back to thinking of what I'd done in the past and what had been fun to do. And so we flipped houses for a few years living in San Angelo, and I loved fixing up houses and troubleshooting and just having the creative part of construction and not building a house from scratch, but working on one that's already constructed. And then we started thinking about how my in-laws, they owned second homes, vacation homes, places here in the Hill Country, and those folks needed somebody reliable that could take care of their property and help them with improvements and not take advantage of them and treat them like a professional. And so that was where we came up with the name. Our original name for the business was Son-in-Law Services.
Okay,
all the things
that's not
I
bad.
Did for my in-laws.
Yeah.
But we thought that might not translate depending on the relationship you have with your son-in-law.
There you go.
So not everybody's as lucky as I am.
Okay, so been in business how many years?
Actually, we've just been in business 14 months.
Okay, we just completed a year.
Yeah,
that's
just
great.
Came back to the States in December of 2015.
Good, and you're busy?
We are busy, very blessed. It's been very good.
It's exciting. There's a real need in the Hill Country for quality handyman services, right? And also care of your residents in general, whether it's your first or second home or vacation home, right?
Yeah, we've tried to take a proactive approach to what we do. So one of the things that we offer that's new in residential industry is what we call our home handy service.
Okay.
And so what that is we have a client and we take all those things around your house, like filters that you need to change out, light bulbs you need to change, smoke detector batteries, checking for bugs, and we annualize it. And then we come by once a month and we do one little thing. So we may come by, we check for water leaks every month, we check for pest intrusion every month, but one month we may change all those second story light bulbs. Then the next month we'll change the fridge filter. Then the next month the batteries for smoke detectors. And so over the course of a year we've done all of those things in a home that you're supposed to do and
that,
do.
That I should be doing.
Exactly.
I could get you to do the things that I should be doing.
That's what we specialize in.
Yeah.
We say we'll take your to-do list and actually get it to done.
And you can get it to done.
Yes.
Can you expand my to-do list?
We can.
Can you take more things? I have my list is bigger than
taking
that.
Taking stress away from your to-do list. Absolutely.
Man, I bet your phone just rings all the time.
I started by myself out of the back of our car 14 months ago, and now we've got two trucks and three employees, and we're just rolling and going.
That's
so
exciting.
Awesome.
Good. That's exciting. So I saw your truck out front when I pulled up. You've got that wrapped beautifully.
Thank you.
It says Casa Keepers.
If I have to drive around Kerrville all day, I might as well be advertising at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said your phone rings because of that.
It does.
That's exciting.
It's been good for us.
That's good. That's good. It was a great job. Beautiful truck, by the
way. Thank
you. Okay, so handyman services. Now, that's actually what we use. You're a member. You're one of our partners on the Hero Card.
Yes.
And you have a nice discount for anybody that is a card member and they use your services. You offer, I believe it's $30, $35 off for that handyman service, which is really, really a nice deal.
That's correct. We want to, you know, a lot of people are concerned that when they get somebody into their house that they're going to try and upsell them or they're going to sell them something
sure.
they don't need. And you know, it's kind of like the mechanic. You don't necessarily know what's under the hood, and so you just have to trust that they're doing it right. So one of the things we do is we packetize those. So we say you can have a half day of handyman service and just make your list, and we'll start at one end and get as far as we get in a half a day with a professional and all the tools we bring on a truck. And what we've done is given a $30 discount off of that half day package.
Very nice.
So just give us your to-do list, and we'll start knocking them out.
Okay. And so what happens in the event that I guess you limit the scope of those types of projects if you're only there for a half day?
Sure, something that we can do in a half a day.
Okay.
And if it's more than that, then we provide a written estimate of what it's going to be, and so there's no surprises at the end, and we try and get to work as quick as possible and hopefully make an advocate out of every client we reach.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. Very, very good. Great
awesome.
Business model.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's going
Thank
well
you.
For you. You're going to be able to hang around for a minute, right?
Sure.
We owe a break right here. We want to cue up a little Eddie Money. So what music would you have chosen, Chad?
Oh, boy,
if
I don't know. That's
like favorite 70s.
For some 70s. Reason, I have been on an 80s country kick lately.
Okay.
So I would have probably gone to some Kenny Rogers, something back in there. Maybe some Crystal Gayle.
Sure.
You know, I would
okay.
You know, I go through cycles.
Yeah.
It was Christian rap a few months ago, so I don't imagine we would have done too much of that. But
you never know.
Well, we might have, but you'd have had to provided the artist. I don't do a lot of Christian rap. Name one.
I could cover Lecrae or something.
Oh, I've heard of Lecrae. All right, good. We could have done that then.
Next time.
When Chris Scruggs was in with Sprinkler Smart, he talked about Christian rap. And I haven't gotten – that's been months ago, and I haven't done any more research already. So, all right, so, Glenn, let's cue up a little Eddie Money. Let's take a quick break. Let Chad get a drink of water and let our listening audience hear something different. So which Eddie Money song are we going to roll
with? This is called – Baby, Hold On.
Baby, Hold On. Little Eddie Money, this is the Hero Card Hour, KRV, 1230 AM radio. We'll be right back. All right, a little Eddie Money. Pretty good music.
Eddie Moolah.
You know, so first show I did, Chad, we had, I shouldn't even brought it up, but we featured a whole variety of different artists. By and large, they've been pretty good. And I just drew a blank completely on my first artist, and it'll come back to me in a minute. So,
okay.
This is when Miss Becca was.
Yeah, Miss Becca was in. And speaking of Miss Becca, so she's San Angelo girl.
Yes.
Did you grow up there?
No, I didn't, I was there for a long time.
She is, she's when Central High School over there played Tyvee last year, I believe it was a pretty big stomp in their beast mode over there. But,
right.
She was bragging about that. So.
Well, she's something else, and you know, if you were to stick around here until 5:30, she's going to be in. She's going to run the board for the baseball game tonight.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
right. Playoffs. Tyvee's,
yes. Live from Austin, we've got Coach Mark Keller and Walter Reed. And by the way, just throwing a little plug, that game will start at 5 o'clock on KRVL 94.3.
First pitch is at 5.
That's airtime.
Okay, so they're probably starting at 5:30 then, I would think.
A little bit of pregame, and then the game will get underway. So we're looking forward to it. I think Tyvee's got a great chance. I hadn't followed him as closely as a lot of people, but I've been paying attention, and looking great.
Yeah, they're a really solid baseball team from pitching to defense to hitting. No, they're the real deal. They may go deep.
You think?
We'll see. Yeah, absolutely. They're very, very talented.
All for it. You know, I'd say, I grew up a Bulldog. I'm a Bandera Bulldog. But I have worked so long at KERV and KRVL off and on throughout the years that I kind of consider myself a Tyvee fan because I've covered so many games, you know. I mean, and Tyvee has always been associated with our stations, and so I'm very grateful for that.
Sure. Well, you got Keller hosting the show, talking about sports all the time.
Absolutely, and him and Wally do a great job, you know. It's always a lot of fun, so it's hard not to be a fan of the Tyvee Antlers,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, all right, well, and the Ingram guys do a great job. And
sure.
Center Point, we've got some talented kids here in the Hill Country.
Boy, I mean.
Girls and boys. Just been amazed at some of the level of talent on the girls' side.
Absolutely.
Just amazing. Of course, that's all changed since I played. You know, there weren't many girls. I mean, we had girls' teams, but they weren't as competitive as they are today. There wasn't as much time and emphasis spent on it. And
right, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go on record saying it's
keep
not.
Digging
not,
that hole, Luke.
Not on radio,
hole.
I'm not.
We just had cheerleaders back in the day. I thought that's where we were going. We just had cheerleaders.
And some of them were guys. So it's okay, Chad.
Right, there you go.
Did you play ball or did you cheerlead, Chad?
I did play a little bit. And actually, I tease it. My wife is really athletic, too. She played it. And when we were dating, we had the opportunity. We played on a church softball league. And the first time I saw her throw a softball, actually a baseball, but she threw a baseball. And I said, I'm going to marry that woman because she didn't throw like a girl. She could throw a baseball.
That's what attracted you, right there.
I just knew right then. I said, you know, any woman who could throw like that, I got to marry her.
There you go.
And here we are 13 plus years later. It worked.
Did y'all play a little catch?
We did.
Okay, there you go. It's pretty fun.
And now all three of my older kids are playing ball. So.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is a good athlete. And, of course, typical story, used to play golf with me until we got married, right? And then, you know how that works, right?
Yeah.
That all stops. No, it's she can still hit the golf ball. She'll beat us. You ever been to Top Golf?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Top Golf. Mm-hmm. Lynn, you been there? Right, it's target golf, and it's not about how far you hit it, but it's accurate. And
it's always about how far you hit it.
It is for the guys, but she just schools us. She just hits it straight, boom, boom, scores points every time.
Man.
It's pretty fun.
See, so, I'd be envious of that, man. I can't. I set out trying to hit it that way, and it goes behind me.
Well,
just not very good at them long drives, man.
It's all right.
That's, you know. So I enjoy watching golf and I know my place, you know.
It's all right. It's a complicated game.
It is. Know his limitations.
It is. All right. So remember the thought I had about music first show? Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
At my age, you got to come back and close things. So, yeah, Bob, you're a Bob Seger fan?
I like Bob Seger. There you go. That's
pretty good. So, anyway, my tastes run varied as well.
Oh, absolutely.
From Bob to Willie Nelson.
So
it's all good. So, Chad, back to some business. Casa Keepers. You just added on a new part of your business. I want you to tell that story because I'm familiar with the company that you took over, bought out, or however you want to go through that. But tell us about that.
Absolutely. Please. We just bought another local business called Grime Fighters, Hill Country Grime Fighters. and it was owned by some friends of ours, the Argills, Glenn, yep. Ben Argill, Ben.
Yep.
And it's a cool connection. We knew Ben before we moved back to back to Texas and here to Kerrville, and then we got here and we started Casa Keepers, and I knew he was operating that as well as associate pastor at a church, and
okay.
He ended up being a full-time pastor at the church, and he had had some customers, clients that were in common with us, and one day I called him about a client. He said, hey, I just was going to tell you I'm going to put the business on the market, and I said, I think we want to buy it. And 3 weeks later, we got it all done, and we're enjoying it. Today is the first day that we have our people out working on the Grime Fighters. With Grime Fighters shirts,
and
on
you're saying Grime Fighters.
Grime Fighters, that's right.
With basically, a G, not crime. Yeah. G.
The great thing about Grime Fighters, and we're operating it under our Casa Keepers umbrella,
okay.
So we're probably going to change the name and just call it another service that Casa Keepers offers. But they use a patented system to clean hard surfaces like rock and brick and man-made tile and natural stone.
Okay.
So, you know, in the Hill Country, we have so many houses that have stone fascias, stone walkways, and other than a pressure washer, which damages the rock and the grout and the tile itself, we actually have a system that cleans it almost like an eraser. It's amazing.
It takes
years and years.
They have done some work in our home, and I didn't know our grout was actually the color it was. I thought it was black, and it turns out it wasn't black grout. We didn't choose black. It just turned black over time.
Right.
So just gorgeous. Really beautiful.
And what's really amazing is I've seen some of the work done in restaurants and hotels, and there may be two or three managers who've gone through, you know, have been there a few years each, and they don't know what the original color of the tile and the grout is. And when you get in there and clean those floors, it can actually completely change the color of their entryway because they've gotten so dirty over the years, and they never knew. But
sure.
It makes a huge difference. And it's great for restaurants and just an unlimited possibility. So we're really excited
about
that.
That's great. You just did some training on that.
We did. I went to Phoenix for a week. That's one of the things, the manufacturer of this equipment. You have to go through a week's worth of intense training before they'll let you operate it and use their equipment. So we did that, and it was fantastic.
Is it like a process that takes a little bit of time?
It's a similar concept to carpet cleaning, only it uses specialty equipment. But it's the same thing. You got a big motor mounted on a truck with some suction and some pressure and specialized equipment. But, you know, we go into the have a trailer, and everything comes out of there. But the way the machine's built, the pressure it uses, the solutions that are in there, all of that is unique to this particular manufacturer, and we're the only ones in the Hill Country who are doing it.
So very nice.
That's great. Yeah. I hope that'll get on our hero card, that
yes,
service,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I just think about when I need, what I need when, you know. It's all about me, Chad.
Absolutely. We love the hero card.
Yeah, you're kind. That's good. All right, well, that's exciting news.
It is.
Yeah, your phone's going to ring more.
Actually, we have just hired somebody this week to answer the phone, so I didn't have to actually answer the phone all day long, which is my life for the last year.
That's good. Yeah. Well, you're a growing business with a great service, and our rep for the hero card, Heather Davis over in Fredericksburg. Shout out to Heather. I was in Fredericksburg. We were working yesterday. I left about 3:15. The way I know Heather is because we have 15-year-old son, so I guess hers is 16. They play basketball together.
Okay.
So that team was practicing back here in Kerrville last night, so her husband, Rob, came over and showed me a picture. Poor Heather got in a wreck just 30 minutes after I left her. She's fine. You know, airbags went off and all that. And there's a point to this story, I think.
Okay.
Maybe. No, there is. But Heather, because of her schedule, she's like, would you please just hook me up with Chad and Casa Keepers, right? So, and lots of people are in that same position. They need help with things they can't get. The to-do list, right?
Sure. So, lives are busier and busier every day.
Yeah, so you just be expanding and expanding. It's good. Right.
We love what we do, and one of the things that makes a Casa Keeper different is we, all of my employees have been background checked. We're all bonded. We're insured. You know, we show up on time. We do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it, and that's a different thing in the handyman construction industry. Not that others don't do it, but that is just part of our business culture. Is we treat our Casa Keepers like professionals, and we treat our customers like we'd want to be treated.
That's awesome. It's a good business model. Can't go wrong with that.
You know, and that gives people peace of mind when they know that. You know that.
Yep.
Now, do you? Is it just Kerr County and Gillespie County?
That's a great question.
Currently, yeah, we are looking probably at growing towards the Burney area because there's a whole lot of demand down there. But sure. But again, if we can't do it well, we won't do it. So right now, we're just trying to stay with what we can manage well and get staffed appropriately
and
keep growing. And once we can do it well, then I think we'll go down that direction.
So if I have a second home and you're it's unoccupied, right? You would go in and you could check on that property once a month
sure.
for me. And
we have the Hill Country's only bonded an insured home watch service.
Okay.
So what that is exactly that. If you have a second home or vacation home, a seasonal ranch, a gentleman's ranch, whatever you want to call it, in Kirk County is really where we do those. We go visit once a week, once every 2 weeks. We do a full inventory of everything that's there, make sure there's no water leaks, no pest intrusions. Nobody has stolen your patio furniture. I learned this when we went to some training for Home Watch, that a large percentage of patio furniture listed on Craigslist is stolen from unoccupied houses.
Oh,
no one thinks
awful.
About it. So yeah. We do an inventory, make sure everything that's supposed to be there is still there.
That's good. That's very, very good. And you just do that on a monthly type fee.
Correct.
And do a report on that
service.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we do a report every time. We log in with GPS. You see when we're there. You see what we checked. We log out and you get a report.
That's good. Very talented. Glenn's telling us we need a break. Bottom of the hour, we're going to do some weather, some news. Come back with Chad. Can you stick around for another 5-10 minutes on the other side of the break? I know you got things to do, but if you can, stay. And we'll visit just a little bit more. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
I'm talking with Chris Cother, owner of Premier 7 Gym. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. So listen, Premier 7 is a different type of gym. Tell us what sets you apart.
Well, we are a private or small group training facility. We're more focused on the quality of movement and the quality of life than your six-pack abs scenario. Don't get me wrong. We can most definitely go to your extreme fitness level, but we really want to focus on people feeling better, moving better, and then that it opens it up to a lot better quality of life of what they want to pursue outside of the gym.
Okay. And so I can forego my six-pack abs. That's a good thing. All right. So
don't get me wrong. I'm all for training athletes, and I have quite a few of those that I work with. But most importantly, even those athletes come in with their little boo-boos and uh-ohs and things like that, and we need to work through those to help them get better.
And you help get them in line.
Absolutely.
To get better. Okay, and so do you do training on an individual basis, or do you do...
I do one-on-one, and I also do a small group up to 4 people at a time, and then I can break that off where we're doing 2 sets of group of 4 as well, and so we can set that up.
And you... Yeah, and all ages, men and women?
I work from anybody from your 6th grade age all the way up to an amputee at 94 years of age.
So, Chris, I know y'all have a great slogan. Tell us about that.
Our slogan is, we work the core toes to nose. What that means is that when your foundation is off, so is your core. You're going to have problems through your lower back, your hips, your shoulders, and even your neck from repetitive movement. And if we address the foundation first and work our way up, then you tend to find better results through the whole body and better movement and better quality of exercise later.
So Premier 7, keeping it toes to nose.
Yes, sir.
I like it. So, Chris, where if somebody wants to come in and see you guys or get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
We're located at 727 Hill Country Drive in the Wynwood Shopping Center between Chinatown and Franklin Medical Clinic.
Okay.
And our phone number is 830-315-7777.
Very good.
That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. You can also find us on our Facebook page under Premier 7 Gym and reach us that way as well.
Super.
And our website is also the same, premier7gym.com.
Very good. Thanks for taking time out today.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Chad did not want to kill the song, did you, Chad? You want to just listen
just
to any money?
Completion. I just need the end of the song.
We're going to send you home with a copy, okay?
Sing it in my head.
Then you can just sing away. All right, so I'm joined in the studio with Chad Huber of Casa Keepers / Grime Fighters. And so, again, I appreciate you hanging around because I know it's end of a long week and you've probably still got more work to do, but... Before we let you go here, Chad, let's make sure people know how to reach you. Do you have a phone number that you'd like to give out?
I do. Our phone number is, of course, 830-955-7888. So 830-955-7888. And then go to our website, which is casa-keepers.com.
Yeah, the dash is important.
Dash is important. There is actually no website at casa-keepers.com. And the people who are selling it were glad to sell it to me for $30,000. So the little dash.
That's a $30,000 dash. That's awesome.
Yes,
I'd have dashed it up, too. I'd have changed the name if I'd had to, right?
$30,000, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'll wait them out 10 years from now. They'll be ready to sell it to me for $100.
Cost for $30. That's one of the most exorbitant prices I've ever heard from somebody owning a website.
Years ago, I owned a website. When people were buying websites, I owned an optical store at the time.
Okay.
And I bought the website eyeglasses.com. Nobody was doing this at the time. I bought it. It cost me $10 or $12. I kept it for a couple years. We didn't do anything with it. I didn't know how to build a website. I let it go. Fast forward 15 years, I'm talking to a friend of mine who visited us when we were on the mission field in Mexico, and they're very wealthy. They're retired. They do whatever they want in their mid-30s, and I asked him how he made all of his money, and he said, I buy and sell websites. He said, the first one that we sold for over $1 million was eyeglasses.com.
Wow.
I said, there went my first million.
Oh, man. That's a true story.
That is a true story.
That's nuts.
That was his first $1 million website.
Wow. So he made his money just selling websites.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they did.
Crazy.
They cyber real estate. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
So not for
that
me. Casa-keepers.com.
Right.
That real estate's a little too pricey for me.
Oh, my goodness. So that was a nice segue into I wanted to visit with you about your time in Mexico. Right?
Yeah,
you said that as you started here today that you had just recently been back. You lived in Mexico for several years?
We did. We were down there for 3 years.
Okay. What were you doing?
We were missionaries. We worked with an organization called Back to Back Ministries, which works with orphanages all over the world. And so we were kind of a liaison between a local children's home. They don't call them orphanages down there, but a local children's home.
Mm-hmm.
For kids with special needs. And then the Back to Back community, the organization that we worked with that would bring mission group participants down to serve and work at the children's home and try to make their lives better. And then we worked with like local specialists, doctors, and hospitals to try and get the kids the care they need and education.
Very good.
We enjoyed it. It was great 3 years.
Where were you?
We were in Mazatlan.
Okay.
Which is on the coast. So if you have to go to Mexico, it's
not a bad place to be.
It's not a bad place to go. We loved it. People were great. And I think one of my favorite things to tell people about our time in Mexico is don't believe everything you read in the paper or see on TV. It's a beautiful place. We knew a lot of great people. Interfaced with the government and officials, police and immigration and everybody you can imagine. I met some of the best people I've ever known down there.
Do you go back?
We do.
Good.
We went back this past Christmas and visited all of our friends. So.
Very, very good.
My kids, of course, they're young, so they kind of grew up down there. Mexico is what feels like home to them.
Really?
And so we'd like to go back and keep up all their relationships and see their friends.
It's good. You speak Spanish?
I do, a little bit.
A little bit.
Get a little rusty, but thankfully we do some construction around here, and I know a lot of guys here who are from Mexico, so we speak Spanish. I actually try to make them speak Spanish to me so I can keep
keep
fluid,
so I
get lost in the recesses of my brain.
That's a great background. Good for you. What made you come back to the States?
We'd committed for 3 years, and it was family. That's probably the best way to put it. At the end of our 3-year commitment, we just wanted our kids to be closer to grandparents, and they're in San Angelo, and we wanted to come to Kerrville. I work with another ministry here called Westwood Ministries that works with ministers and pastors and missionaries and Christian leaders and does counseling and restoration. And so we love Kerrville. We've always kind of considered this our second home, and when it was time to come back, we didn't want to go anywhere else.
That's great. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
You're a nice asset to the Hill Country, again, a great asset to the Hero Card program. Really glad that you partner with us. I look forward to you'll come back sometime.
I will, absolutely. I got to tell you a Hero Card story, though, before
Is it a good one?
It's a great story.
Put your finger on the kill switch over there. You don't know which you had, the edit button. Go ahead.
Well, and it gives you some feedback for Gibson's. So Gibson's, who doesn't shop at Gibson's, right? I mean, you got to go to Gibson's.
You do have to go to Gibson's.
Well, being in the handyman business, I'm in Gibson's a lot because most of the time if it breaks, the part you need to fix it is a Gibson's, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not any of the big box stores. It's a Gibson's. So I'm in there all the time. And the other day, I'm checking out, and I forget that I have my Hero Card toward the end of the transaction.
Okay.
And so I pulled it out, and I said, is it too late for the Hero Card? And the lady said, are you going to use that every time? And I said, from now on, ma'am, yes, I am. And she said, you're in here a lot.
Oh, good. Good.
So my Hero Card discount is definitely going to make me more than the $25 back for the car.
You will, just in Gibson's.
Just in Gibson's.
Just in Gibson's. And I think it's interesting because that's an interesting store, right? I love Gibson's. And I kind of considered that the previous owner's flagship business. He spent a lot of time there, which is fine. And they sell the card. Right, which is not my preferred business model. We didn't change that, but we let them continue to sell it, and that's fine. So they sell the card, and then they shake their head when somebody wants to use it. You never know what mood they're in out there, what they're in when you check out over there.
Well,
right?
Especially if you're a professional customer like me. She knows I'm in there 3 times a week, and she went, oh, we're going to lose money now. He spends a lot of money.
I don't know. They're
it's a very Kerrville
some markup
kind
in
of
there.
Attitude. That's what it is.
Well, I'm glad you used it. I hope you use it around town. We're adding new businesses all the time. You were mentioning Bernie. We're going to start promoting Bernie again. Had some great meetings down there this week. So they're very excited about the ones I visited with, about being on the program. So lots of places that you'll be able to whip that card out and somebody shake their head and you say, give me my discount. Just give me
my discount. Yeah. We'll let them know, you know, like me with Casa Keepers, I want to know where my advertising dollars are bringing in customers. That's the whole reason why we do it, is to be able to give back a little bit and to generate some customers.
That's it.
And so, you know, being able to tell folks that I have a Hero Card and that's why I decided to shop here today, it's important.
Yeah. Well, you know, just like you're carrying around cards. You have the Hero Card. That came with part of your packages, a couple of those. In fact, I had reprinted some cards with your name on the back. You saw those, and I gave out about 25 of those this week.
Thank you.
So that's a great advertising piece that we love is the advertising space on the back. So I gave away the ones I was going to bring for you today, Chad. I'll have to reprint another one.
Save me the trouble of giving away.
But you don't need to whip out a card that has Casa Keepers on the back, right?
That's right.
You already know who you are.
Perfect for you to give them away. Thank you.
But you do kind of have to train yourself to remember you have it, right?
Yes, you do.
Because even when I bought the business, I wasn't a big discount carrying guy, so I have to.
That was why I said that. If I took the 10% that I have spent at places that accept the Hero Card since I have carried the Hero Card,
right,
I've probably lost a couple $100.
There you go.
And then I have just given away.
It adds up.
Yeah. It does add up. Absolutely. Yeah. That's good. Well, I appreciate that. And we like all good stories. And you know, we have a referral program. If you run into a business that is not on our program and you think they might be a good fit, if you can help us secure them, then we actually do some marketing dollars for that as well. So keep that in mind as you're out and about, because you're a happening guy. So big plans this weekend, Chad?
No, thankfully. No.
Good.
I have 3 kids playing baseball.
Baseball.
So baseball is about to wrap up. We have a softball game tomorrow, but no big plans this weekend. Just going to hang around and enjoy my kids and enjoy this weather.
Good. Yeah, should be a great weekend. Well, again, we thank you for coming by. Hope you'll come back.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. Let Chad slide out. When we come back, we'll We got a phone call. Well, we'll take that. Let's take that during the break. Why don't we do that? And then that way, it could be my wife. She probably wants me to pick up some milk or something on the way home. But this is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM. All right, thank you guys for hanging in as that break was a little bit longer, but we had an interesting phone call during the break, Glenn. That's great.
We did, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't get the gentleman's name, but he is also a missionary.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get a hold of Chad. And
Took
his name and number.
Yeah,
so.
That's fun.
Absolutely, you know, and everybody feel free to call in at any time. If you have any questions, whenever Lou is interviewing someone, the number here is 792-5378, 830-792-5378. You know, 5378 translates into KERV.
Okay. Well, there I can remember that.
But a lot of people don't have that on their phones anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so. I'm glad he knew the number, obviously. He called in. He announced himself as a former missionary and he was impressed with Chad's missionary work. And just goes to show you never know what's going to resonate with somebody.
That's right.
But Chad's a great guy, so he truly is a great guy. I've known him now for a couple of years, and he's just honest and bright, articulate, and
really
has a great,
nice guy.
Just a really nice guy.
First time I'd met him, I was really impressed with the gentleman.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, aside from listeners, I would say that if you would like to be associated with, you know, people like Chad and the Hero Card, you know, you can be on the show too, and you can take advantage of all of these great perks that the Hero Card provides.
Yeah, so, thank you. Yeah, we have a pretty great, I feel like we have a really great marketing package, and what was demonstrated today is, so Glenn, we ask our business partners to give some kind of discount to our members, right?
Sure.
And they don't have to give away the farm, because we have plenty of businesses,
no,
right?
Like Del Norte gives us a free drink.
Just give a little something,
drink.
Right? Yeah, you know. Absolutely. So, and in return for that, we promote the business. We advertise and market for them, and we use basically 5 different ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, obviously, and we have an email marketing campaign that we utilize. We have a website, and we have radio,
right.
And print. And so almost every week I hear from one of our partners that they got a call from one of those platforms. And here today on the show, that's very rewarding to see that the radio works.
Sure.
And so, yeah, it's a nice package. It touches all areas. And
well, and for a lot of people, I think, too, that might own a business, it's hard, especially, you know, if you're a small business, to keep your hands in all of those venues.
It is very expensive if you when you bundle it like we've done. It just makes it affordable.
Right.
I had a conversation with somebody this week. Our lowest price membership to partners $300 a year, and you know that may or may not be a lot of money depending on the business. But you know, I just pretty honestly said that's probably the best $300 you could spend.
I agree.
Because of the things that we do and how bad we want it to work for our partner. So anyway, that was exciting. I'm glad Chad got that call. He deserved that call.
Absolutely.
It's good stuff. A couple things before we leave. Today is first Friday of the month, and so it's not too late. I have my blue shirt on. Mm-hmm. Glenn's got his blue on. Again, if you're going out later, wear blue of some sort to recognize our first responders here in our community, the men and women that
it's important to do that.
Very important. I think that's a neat campaign, and try to promote that where we can. Had a Facebook post today, and I actually created that one. I had a picture of the Blue Man Group.
Oh yeah,
that might be carrying a little far, if you know the Blue Man Group,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
The blue faces, and anyway, that let's recognize our first responders, and then also this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, there is a very worthwhile event over at the Kerrville Aviation at the airport.
Okay.
Dollars for Darren. And this,
oh,
yeah, have you seen some of that?
I have.
So Darren Tran is a local police detective, a mm-hmm. Good friend to so many people, just one of the nicest men you'd ever meet. And he had underwent a kidney transplant about 60 days ago. He's doing great. Doing absolutely fantastic. That's an ongoing thing with medication and some expenses that, so they're raising money this weekend with, there'll be live music, live auction, a raffle.
Wow.
And yeah, it'd be
well,
fun.
That's how we do it here in the Hill Country.
We do.
If somebody's in need, we throw us a party.
We do. That's fine, right?
You know, sure. Everybody gets together, has a good time, and raises money, and we get that's the way we get it done.
That's it. No, and it works. And very generous community here. And so if you want to go out and support Darren, and or you know, give what you can. There's music and drink and fellowship, and so that's at the Kerrville Aviation again. That's 1 to 10, I believe, on Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Definitely try to get out there. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like
somebody's having more fun out there in the hallway, Glenn.
I think it must be Coach. He's the only guy I know around here.
Is that? That probably is Keller.
Booming voice.
Absolutely. That's funny. It's funny, funny. All right, so next week, at this time I don't have a guest scheduled. Oh, real quick shout out to Nitro Cheer, one of the cheer organizations here in town. They are selling the Hero Card as a fundraiser. We mentioned that Gibson sells the card. Again, that's not my preferred method. I love the nonprofit selling the card because they get to keep half the money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't mind a business doing it, but Nitro Cheer, if you, they're selling them. So if you know anybody that's part of that organization, reach out to them, get a card. That'll help support them. I think that one of the leaders for that organization works over at the Fleurs. Am I saying that right? The Fleurs.
Le Fleurs?
Yeah.
At the
restaurant.
Yes.
Here
Le Fleurs,
Le Fleurs. And so you can buy. I think they're selling them there as well. So
get you some good seafood.
Yeah, and a Hero Card.
There you go.
There you go. So next week, Glenn, we're going to figure out a new theme song. We will we'll go through this list. I was just pulling up some of them. We got Superheroes by the Script. We got movies about heroes. One of my favorite songs is, you know, the group Fall Out Boy?
I do.
You know, the song Immortals?
Oh, sure.
Well, so it doesn't mention hero, but it's from but it's from the movie Big Hero 6.
Well, and I was thinking, you know, sometimes you don't have to go on the nose with it.
That's true.
I mean, I was thinking, okay, are there any songs that talk about discounts? None come to mind, but you never know.
That's good, Glenn. You're a lot of fun. Well, help me with that this week. We'll kick it around. We'll have something new.
It's got a sound right. It's got a feel
right. It does. It does, and you know, and we may mix it up every week. There we might just do a show and play a little clip of all these different hero songs, let the audience call in and vote or something.
That's
so
a good idea.
We could have fun with that. All right, everybody, listen, I appreciate you listening. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERB 1230 AM Radio. We're here every week, 2 to 3. Everybody have a great weekend. See you soon.